So we can reveal, revive, and testify. Because you see, these words, they are not inflation.
Jeez.
It's on us, the nation, to do it once and then again. Because Gabriel blows his horn, and we got another Longhorn win.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we'll meet with our friends, and Bob and Corby will square off head-to-head. See who will be riding the bus to Phoenix for the Super Bowl. Right here, Blake took a little field trip last night. This guy just does not stop. Fresh off of his TCU football trip to Los Angeles, he took a TCU basketball trip to Austin. And saw the Texas Longhorns in their new home, the Moody Center, where we have to bless the mood.
How did we do? How did the Frogs do?
I looked it up this morning, so I can't play.
Frogs had a significant lead in the first half that dwindled in the second and finally slipped in the final minutes. Lost by 4.
They got a good squad, though, don't they?
They do, yeah. They've dropped back to back, and I know you don't want to delve into Big 12 basketball talk, but yeah, it's a good conference. It'll be a fun tournament, but yeah, it's TCU is good for sure.
Another tough one coming up, man.
They're all tough. They're all tough in Big 12 play. So let me work backwards. The Moody Center is awesome, like far and away the greatest college basketball arena I've ever been in. So it's brand new, and you walk in and it seats, I don't know, 20,000 maybe. But the third tier is blocked off by screens for the basketball games. And so just like at AT&T or SoFi, you got this screen basically all around you where they'll put up, you know, a video of the guy that just scored, or, you know, the hype video. And it's really cool. I think they open it up. The screens like fold into the roof for concerts so they can fit more people in there. But it was pretty cool. It's brand new. And if you guys had ever been to the Frank Garvin Center, the Drum.
Garbage.
Yeah, it was just old.
Yeah, I probably just went too late. But it
what's that, the old Texas place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it was huge, and it made it seem like Texas basketball didn't really sell out very much, just how big it was. So I think that was the reason they wanted to block off the top. But, I mean, just top-notch facility. So well done, Texas. So I met up with Brian Estridge and John Denton to drive down to Austin.
So wait, as far as the Coliseum, though, you told us earlier today that there's like a sign that'll say, you know, this is for the left concourse. This one is for the all right, all right, all right concourse. Any other McConaughey stuff, or am I ruining your order of things here?
No. Okay. You're right. under 8 media timeout or something like that in the second half, one of the ways to pump up the crowd was they played the scene from Wolf of Wall Street where he's banging his chest.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And, pull this up, Ham. For their pregame, this was the song. This was the hype.
I figured so.
This is Bless the Moon? Or?
Yeah, the one he actually went into the studio and recorded.
Yeah.
And they play the music video, they throw in some UT basketball highlights, and this is what the team runs out to. So we were mocking this, like, what would they use this for? Will they play it before every single game?
You know what I would do? When there's 4 minutes and 20 seconds left, you got to hit the all right, all right, all right drop. They don't do that, do they?
No, they didn't.
This is so far from what would pump me up to play sports.
And so they're showing
church.
Yeah, they're showing him singing, then they would show the tower's orange, and then they'd show a dunk, and then they'd show Bevo, then it's back to McConaughey singing, then it's another dunk, a three-pointer, then back to McConaughey. It's just, if the Frank Irwin Center, like, felt like Texas, the Moody Center feels like McConaughey.
What other college has a celebrity of that size? When we said USC and Texas played in the Natty,
Will Ferrell.
It was Will Ferrell, but that was just kind of he doesn't continue that to this day.
Right.
Be a part of everything USC.
None come to mind. Especially guys who weren't athletes, right?
Right.
Like Michael Irvin's going to yell about the U.
Right.
But non-sports guy, I can't think of one.
All right. Go ahead, Blake.
I can't wait for the day where he's a part of like a head coaching search.
Oh, that has
well,
to.
Well, that might be going on right now.
That's true. I'm on a committee.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, the Moody Center, very, very McConaughey. Okay, so going back, so I'm driving down 35 East. My TCU boys are driving down 35 West. Where those two highways meet is in Hillsboro. And I learned something interesting about Hillsboro, where there's a couple motels on the side of 35, where I learned was a very popular spot for Sunday afternoons in the 80s and 90s. And apparently Hillsboro was one of the closest cities you could drive to watch the Cowboys game if it was not sold out.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
And I barely remember this rule, where if a sports game didn't sell out, they wouldn't show it on TV. That's crazy to me.
Oh, yeah.
They would have, like, a local business sometimes would snatch up the extra 2,000 seats. And they'd get a lot of publicity for that, you know, for being the savior.
And they would just give out tickets just so people could watch the game.
Yeah.
Or you drive to Hillsboro. You take an hour drive.
So, yeah, that's what I learned, is that Hillsboro was kind of a popular spot because it was right on 35, and it was just far enough outside of town.
Right, there's like a certain mileage radius.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's really cool. And really insane.
Yes. Just how far we've come to where now it's, you watch it on your phone. It doesn't matter. But anyway, the meat of this segment was when you're driving down south, you got to get a kolache in West. That's just where you stop. It's a part of the itinerary.
Just the only question is which one you go to.
Yeah. So we were headed south, so we stayed on the west side of 35. And John Denton bought a newspaper, the West Times.
Mm-hmm.
And he just bought it as a joke, handed it to me, and I thought...
The West News is what it's called.
I thought we needed to read from the West News.
I love this idea.
So...
75 cents.
Yeah, and I feel like we've done something like this kind of in the past, maybe like an old crime blotter or something, I don't know, but...
This reminds me of growing up, though, holding this newspaper.
Yeah, so...
And just sitting there reading a newspaper.
So, Dan, you've got the newspaper in front of you.
Yeah.
I've highlighted some things throughout the newspaper that made me laugh, so why don't we just start? What stands out to you?
I'm going to end with the one of the main stories on the front page, but I'll start with some of the front page's stuff and move around. So your top story, Blake... New homes under construction.
Oh.
And this is very exciting.
A boon.
Got a picture there.
The area is burgeoning.
Okay. It used to be a field.
And if you look a little closer, so they have a picture of a few houses. If you look closer into the story, there are three homes under construction.
Three.
Front page.
Right.
Yes.
But keep the headline vague. New homes under construction. Just don't let everyone know. It's three. There's only three.
That is awesome.
Another thing on the front page. They do say it says Extra Bases Group. That's a support group for the West High School baseball program. Planning fundraiser.
Gotta have
a... Don't have a fundraiser yet.
Let's get together.
We're in the works. Here's a story on how the talks are going.
We'll meet at the coffee house.
To decide when we're thinking about planning a fundraiser. And here's a news story.
That's awesome.
This is great because I used to work for small town radio, and this just reminds me of all that.
Oh, yeah. I spent my time at some of our local newspapers. Where they would have me, like, they would say, this lady's calling because the city wants to cut down this tree. We need you to go talk to her. I'm like, oh, my God.
Bottom of the front page, West ISD schedules health and safety fair. And some of the meat of the story says, some of the booths at this event are scheduled to present information such as to present information such topics as the hazards of texting and driving.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Animal-assisted therapy. Gun okay. safety.
Yeah.
First-line defense information. DPS public safety demonstrations. Healthy snacks.
What?
Ham. Emergency preparedness. Animal safety. And proper meat handling.
Snacks and proper meat handling.
So a lot of trouble, perhaps, has been going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regarding your handling of meat. And that's not what I mean, Ty. I mean Ty, actual food that you eat.
Sir.
Let me flip around the paper a little bit. There's a real good page that maybe we'll get into later, but it's called 50 Years Ago. And the West News will reprint their a page from 50 years ago's West News.
It's a good bit.
Which is a very good yeah. bit, especially them describing the local basketball games. We don't have time for that now, because we want to look at one of the advertisements is for Brian Hart, Cheryl Helms, and Susie Wimberly Keim. They are running for LTG Water Board. Not like you were saying, Ham, off the air. Not to be the person that waterboards terrorists.
Right.
I think it's they are trying to talk about the water that gets dispersed around the county, right? So
they need a whole board for that?
So it says that these are a few names you could vote for. But certainly you are confused, right? Should I vote just based on that name or what? Well, good news. There's another advertisement for the... you can meet the candidates for LTG Water Board Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Gerald Church Annex. So, you've had a lot of questions about what... Are they really looking out for me?
But you only have an hour.
Or big water. That's right.
Is so that enough?
You got 30 minutes with each of them. Give it your best shot. And I heard those two hate each other.
Yeah. Oh, no. You don't want to... I can't even believe they're getting in the same room.
That's what I thought.
It had to be a church.
Yeah. Keep it civil.
Yeah, very public place. of course, obituaries is page 3, by the way. The obituaries.
That's probably some of the bigger news.
This should probably be page 1 because it's Senior Center News.
Yeah.
Written by Evelyn Sepak. Evelyn, certainly, that's the name of my mother-in-law, so I'm saying that's an aged name. Although, maybe coming back.
Everything's cool.
Something you'd be familiar with, Ty, says here, she lists the menu for January 9th mm-hmm. to 13th.
At the school?
At the senior center.
Oh, excuse me. That's right. That's right.
Meals must be reserved the day before by noon.
Ridges.
So it's got Monday, and then they just list turkey a la king, penne and red peppers, herbed green beans, Texas bread, sugar cookie, milk or juice.
No.
Tuesday, we go on to Wednesday, and et cetera.
But it's just the most old people food you could think of.
Lime gelatin.
Yeah.
Parsleyed carrots. Fresh banana. Oh, not one of those.
Not a brown one.
Brown bananas.
That means that somebody pressed them on that.
Lentils.
It was like, look, right. dude. And they're like, all right, we got it. We'll stop using the old bananas.
They stored them properly.
Okay, right. Tell me if this is too wordy. They list Wednesday. Hamburger patty. Hamburger bun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lettuce. Tomato.
They're trying
let me
to
just say hamburger.
They're trying to let them work on their cognitive
skills. If I just said hamburger, yeah. would you... Yeah, but they're trying to fill a half a page here
right.
with senior news. Right. There are no slow news days, just slow news people. Part of senior news, anyone can stop by the center for coffee, tea, or a kolache in the morning. You could have done that, Blake. You're always welcome to join us. Stay and visit a while. Whether the weather is warm or cold, anyone is welcome to walk inside the West Community Center for their exercise anytime between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. The senior group exercise class meets Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We exercise using a chair, sitting, and standing. It is fun exercise in a group. We start every Tuesday and Friday mornings at Senior Center playing card games at 9 a.m. Then we play bingo Tuesday and Friday at 10:30 a.m.
Heck yeah.
We have fun playing these games and visiting between games. The price is 50 cents for two bingo cards for the entire hour. Win a game and get 50 cents and a small package of snacks. So you win your money back.
Right.
And
a little snack.
Yeah.
Maybe a handful of, what do you eat in there? Apple Jacks.
That's great.
And you know what else, Dan? You get to visit.
After bingo, we continue to play card games if a group wants to continue to play.
The main thing is you get to visit.
Right.
Old people love bingo and they love visit.
Socializing.
That's right.
They're talking about last week's Kiwanis meeting, which was at the Czech American restaurant. And then she goes on to say, next time you go to Czech American, ask about the bullet holes in the ceiling and look at the antique bar.
I wouldn't have known to do that.
Thursdays, we gather at 9:30 a.m. to start working on craft projects. Anyone can pause and exercise with the exercise group and then return to the craft project.
Good to know.
I have started working at home on some additional craft projects. It has been great fun to get the creative juices flowing again.
I bet it has.
If I get old, will you just end up killing me? Because I don't want to go to some place to stand and sit on a chair.
What about the crafts?
Get to visit.
And the hamburger patty. And
parsley, carrots.
And lettuce. And tomato.
Oh, and then she has a little personal thing that happened to her that she doesn't want to happen to you. She says, I have an appointment February 1st. So I was writing it down in my CDA pocket calendar. I was surprised to see February, and only that month is incorrect. February 1st is a Wednesday, not a Thursday. Check your pocket calendar.
Now I know. Now
we,
I know.
We'll circle back to the very top story on the front page. So this is big news in West Texas. And the top story is the headline, Wastewater Treatment Plant. And you go on to read, it was announced that the Frontier Waste Solutions, the city's garbage collection provider, has scheduled a price increase on city trash services effective February 1st. Don't forget, February 1st, Wednesday.
Got it. I'll check my calendar to make sure.
Residential rates are set to increase to $16.17 per month. Commercial rates will increase to $24.05. The city is also scheduled to begin enforcing the water service fee of $50 for turning a customer's water off and on. This is done at customers' request, such as when on vacation or during freezing weather. Enforcement of the fee will be advertised in the West News. So they're telling you, if you don't pay the fee, they will print that, your name, in this West News.
Right there. That's right.
And shame you into paying that $50 fee. And finally, resident Donna Davis requested the installation of a slow curve sign or speed bump.
This is an old person thing.
You're probably getting into this too, because I have a 4-year-old kid. And
slow down.
Right. And how do I get... So she requested a speed bump at Holt and Davis Street at last month's meeting. Police Chief Chris White said that after studying the situation, he believes there is no need for a sign or speed bump.
Denied. Wow. Why don't you sit down, Donna? Let me do my job.
I'm interested in following the story of Donna Davis v. Chris White.
It's not over.
No.
It's not over.
You know how reckless these teenagers are driving through here?
What if they just had a sign?
She's just asking for a sign. You're charging me $50 to turn off my water and you won't put a sign up in my yard?
It's big government, you know? They're not listening to the real people. All right, well, Donna v. West.
We should get Police Chief White on.
Yeah, so, get his side.
What's the problem? Why not a sign for Donna?